when your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this excerpt of Ziyarat al-Ashura. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً أَسْرَجَتْ وَأَلْجَمَتْ وَتَنَقَّبَتْ لِقِتَالِكَ. May Allah distance from His mercy the community who saddled their mounts, placed their bridles, and patrolled to combat with you. In the previous parts, we read that we ask the Almighty Allah to distance from His mercy specific people. Now, we ask from the Almighty Allah in this part to distance from His mercy those communities who helped altogether. This verse, this part, informs us how every element that participated in fighting against Imam Hussein alayhi salam is distant from divine mercy and worthy of being cursed. Now, this part says, وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً أَسْرَجَتْ. The past tense verb asraja means saddled, or he fastened the saddle. It comes from the word asarj, which simply means a saddle, or that which is placed on the back of the horse to make it easy for the one to sit over its back. In a tradition, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam requests his slave Qambar to tie the saddle of his horse and says, Ya Qambar, asrij li farsi. O Qambar, tie for me the saddle of my horse. So the verb asrajat employed in this verse with a ta in the end to signify the feminine gender refers to the community or ummah. So we said la'anallahu ummatan asrajat. So the verse is literally rendered as may Allah distance from His mercy those ummah who saddled their mounts. This apparently refers to the time of embarking on. This part apparently is mentioned in the past tense to signify the time of embarking to go to Karbala. Hence, those who intended to fight against the grandson of the Holy Prophet sallallahu, those who tied their saddles to get ready and travel to Karbala are cursed.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is Do not allow tyranny. Do not allow evil doing. Do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah. He appreciates him. He understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً أَسْرَجَتْ وَأَلْجَمَتْ وَتَنَقَّبَتْ لِقِتَالِكَ. So, may Allah distance from His mercy the community who saddled their mounts, placed their bridles, and patrolled to combat with you. We said that in this part, we are asking for the Almighty Allah to curse those ones who embarked to go to Karbala, those who intended to fight against the grandson of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. We should really note that in this verse, we can realize that mere intention, I mean, having only the niyyah to go and commit this despicable deed itself brings about remoteness from Allah's proximity. Of course, one may argue that mere intention to commit the deed itself without success in doing so is not a sin. So it should not expel one from the divine mercy. Why should we curse? Why should we ask the Almighty Allah to distance from His mercy such people? In response, we say that what you say is true. This mere intention, mere niyyah to committing one despicable act or deed is not enough to be remote from Allah's mercy. But the point is, intending to fight, listen up, intending to fight against the grandson of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam cannot ever be conceived save from one whose heart is overturned. Save from one who has nurtured an evil nature in himself. There is a great difference between intending to commit minor sins and intending to fight against the very epitome of religion and Islam. That's why they deserve to be cursed. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً أَسْرَجَتْ. May Allah distance from His mercy the community who saddled their mounts. So we said أَسْرَجَتْ means the community who fastened the saddle, who saddled to fight against Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So this part is done. لَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً أَسْرَجَتْ. But it also continues, وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً أَسْرَجَتْ وَأَلْجَمَتْ. May Allah distance from His mercy the community who saddled their mounts, وَأَلْجَمَتْ, and placed their bridles. This verb, أَلْجَمَ, literally means place the bridles of the mount on its mouth. The origin of the verb is لِجَام, which is a kind of rope, or a rod that is placed in the mouth of the horse, in the mouth of the mount, and attached around the back of its head. So when we say, for example, أَلْجَمْتُ الْفَرَسِ, we means that we place the bridle in the mouth of the horse. And the past tense in this verse, أَلْجَمَتْ, employed in this verse, with ta in the end, signifying the feminine gender, means that this is referring to the ummah, the community who did this. So this verse is literally rendered as, may Allah distance from His mercy those ummah who placed their mounts bridles. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The love.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين